What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Heaven and earth adore him. Angels bow before him. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Heaven and earth adore him. Angels bow before him. What a mighty God we serve. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Our Lord and our God, we bless you. Mighty God, we give you praise. We want to thank you, Lord God, for your goodness in our life. Thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done, that you are doing, and that you will do. To you alone we return all the glory. In the name of Jesus Christ. You are the Lord, that is your name. Your glory you do not share with any man, neither your praise with any graven image. Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for being so good to us. Thank you for your love, for your mercy. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the grace that you made abundant for us, Lord. To you, Lord, we return all the glory once again in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we commit ourselves into your mighty hand this day. As we go into your word to share your word, to encourage ourselves, to remind ourselves of your word, Lord, I pray, Lord, that you grant unto us understanding in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Glory and honor be to your holy name forever. For in Jesus' precious name we'll pray. Amen. Amen. Beloved, I want to say a very good morning, good afternoon, good evening to you, wherever you are and whatever time you are at this time. Thank God for your lives that you are able to hear this message, this podcast. Please do share as you listen in the name of Jesus Christ. I have not been up like 2 episodes now, so it's just some circumstances where I am that are beyond my control. And some of them are just artificial. Yeah, let me just put it that way. So, but we thank God we are here and we continue to come as much as we are permitted to come on the podcast. All right, so the last episode I was talking about the word that heals and delivers. Today, we want to leave what, how do I call it now? The things that we are trusting God for are the things that we are asking God for, that is the natural things. We want to look beyond the natural into the spiritual, into the spiritual. And when I say that, I mean, apart from asking God to prosper us, to make us wealthy and all that, or to heal us, or to, you know, advance us in whatever things that we do, there is a home that we are all, you know, thinking of going after this world, after all is finished on this earth, on this earth. Jesus said, I think that's the book of John chapter 14, say, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me, that in my Father's house there are many mansions, and I go there to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you will also be there. Now, the question is, how many people who call ourselves Christian will be there with Christ where he's prepared, or where he's preparing for us? The Bible in the book of Luke chapter 12 verse 15 B part, it says, let me go read straight away. It said, okay, so Luke chapter 12 verse 15, it said, let me read the King James version. It said, and he said unto them, take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consists not in the abundance of the things which he possessed. So now, I saw on Friday, just past, I went for a funeral service. And you know, the Bible says that in the book of, I think it's Proverbs or Ecclesiastes, that we should go to the house of mourning often, so that there we can be remorse, and we can think, we can meditate on our own lives too, that someday you too will end like this. And what happens when you end the journey here on earth? A man's life consists not in the abundance of things that he possesses. Therefore, what preparation are we making? So let's leave all the asking. So let us ask ourselves now, what preparation are we making? Are we living every life as though it will end today? And you want to make heaven? Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you, so that where he is, we will also be there. Where he is, we will also be there. Let me read the scripture. Let me read from Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6, beginning from verse 19. Matthew chapter 6 from verse 19 says, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon the earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt. Yeah? And where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So if you're building up treasures for yourself here on earth, the Bible said that is where your heart is going to be. Now, don't get it mixed up, because people get it mixed up in the process of preaching or try to interpret the word to the people. So trying to tell the people that if you are rich, you will not go to heaven. And they even support it with scripture that says that as it is difficult for the camel to go through the eye of the needle, so it is for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. Oh, that's not what Christ is saying. You know, that's not the literal interpretation of what Christ is saying. Okay, so what is there is, if your heart is now in the things which you possess, your heart is not with God, then there is a problem. And that's why God would decide not to allow some people to get rich beyond a certain level, because God knows them and God loves them. So God does not want people to get, some people to get so rich in that. You remember, even David said it, that God should not bless him and make him so rich that he will forget him. And not, don't make me poor that I will deny you. You understand? So this thing is very, very, the Bible is balanced. I tell people that it's balanced. So you have to read through, meditate through, and then be able to get, not that you meditate on one portion and then you stay there and you begin to bang on it and bang on it and bang on it and preach to people and teach people about it. You know, the Bible is balanced. It didn't say that you cannot be rich and make heaven. No, it didn't say that. There was also quote for you the rich man and Lazarus, you know. Lazarus, who was begging for food while on earth, and begged the rich man, and rich man didn't give him nothing. And when he died, he saw the poor man, poor Lazarus, at the bosom of Abraham. You understand? So no, but those are not the truth, the whole truth about prosperity and God and, you know, following God. No, build up treasures for yourself in heaven. As a rich man, you serve God with all your heart. You obey God's word. Of course, that blessing also has to be from God. That blessing also has to be from God. And if that blessing is from God, it's good to guide yourself jealously, to continually examine yourself every day by day that you are still in the faith. You know, God blessed Solomon. And look at what happened. Solomon was covetous. Yes, we can say that. And that's why the Bible is saying here in the book of that Luke chapter 15, that beware of covetousness, for a man's life consists not in the abundance of things that he possessed. So Solomon's heart turned away from the Lord, because the Bible first told us that Solomon loved the Lord. So what we have to do is that we love God, build up treasures in heaven, not here on earth. You don't take your time. You know, I look at people, if you build mansion of 12 rooms, 20 rooms, 30 rooms, what are you going to do with them? When you die, what is going to happen? Yeah, you buy yourself 7 Rolls Royce cars, you know, 20 Rolls Royce cars every year, every model, you get it. What would you do with that? So then you begin to pride yourself in all those things. You know, I got the latest Rolls Royce, bala 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 bala, whatever it is they call it, you know, Spirit, Brandon or whatever. And, you know, then the heart begins to be proud, even in the presence of God, you know. So, but we have to love God first. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all your might. And when God blesses you, he's already humbled you and blessed you with riches. And then you know how to conduct yourself. So it's now up to us to know how to discipline ourselves and conduct ourselves in a manner that we know that we will make heaven. So please, whatever it is that God has given unto you, build up treasures in heaven. The ones on the earth, don't let your heart be in earthly possession, but in heavenly, in the heavenlies. So there, let your heart be, so that when it ends, you know where you're going and you'll be there. And we all will be there in the name of Jesus Christ. So Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, we bless you. Jehovah, we give you praise. Thank you, Lord God, for this word, O God, that has come to remind us that we should build our treasures in heaven, where we will come and be with Christ. Lord, I pray the grace, O God, to walk with you, to walk in you, Lord, released upon us in the name of Jesus Christ. The grace to allow your word to dwell richly in us. Father, bestow such grace upon us in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Glory and honor be to your holy name forever. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen in Jesus' name. Beloved, thank you so much for listening. My name once again is Shala Daniel. And until I come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Do remember to share this word. In Jesus' name, amen.